This story of prioritizing is taken from Lessons from Kerbala, from Usir, 313, and available to you from the Truth Seekers Library, a Truth Seekers Foundation initiative. What is prioritizing? It can be explained in two parts. 1. To prefer something over the other. 2. To put in more effort in order to achieve one goal amongst several, and thus making it as the main goal in our lives. Let's hear a story about prioritizing. Dr. Ahmed called the nurse, "We have a new patient." Dr. Ahmed rose from his seat and walked with the young man to the operation room. "What are we dealing with?" he asked, as he wore the coat and surgical cap. "Sir, it was a gang fight, which resulted in a stab wound in his right arm. The wound is very deep. The bone has a large crack, which requires immediate treatment. The patient has lost lots of blood, but is stable." He was about to begin the operation when his eyes fell upon the face of his patient. Those beady eyes, that scarred cheek, the identity of that patient was undeniable. It was Jack O'Brien. Immediately terrible memories flooded into Ahmed's head. Jack was the old school bully and had made life miserable for Ahmed for almost 4 years. Ahmed remembered how many bruises he had gotten, how much extra work he had to do, how many times he went home hungry, all because of this bully. Finally, now was the time that he could have his vendetta. Ahmed's eyes gleamed with happiness as he realized that an invaluable opportunity was in his grasp. All he had to do was refuse to operate, and Jack's arm would be rendered useless for life. Technically, it would be for a good cause, as this would ensure that Jack wouldn't ruin the lives of other people. As all these thoughts were swirling in his mind, Ahmed knew something was wrong. Doing this to someone he had power over was cruel. Ahmed turned at the table. His hands were shaking. Taking a deep breath, Ahmed approached the table. He called the surgical team and began the operation. Ahmed cleared his mind of all ideas of revenge and remembered that he was following the rules of Islam. Time ticked on, and the operation was complete. Ahmed felt a surge of happiness. He realized he had passed the exam that had been placed upon him. He thanked Allah that he had managed to prioritize his religion over his own personal feelings. Prioritizing in Kerbala. In Kerbala, there were two groups of people, those who prioritized this world, and those who prioritized the hereafter. Those people who fought alongside Imam Hussein, peace be upon him, prioritized the love of their Imam over everything else. That is why the companions of Imam stood by his side, without thinking of what would happen to their family members. Their priority was serving their Imam. So how can we practice prioritizing? 1. At home. By performing wajibat in the awwal waqt, that is, the moment they become due. We should try and prefer productive activities, like board games, puzzles, sports etc., rather than wasting our time in watching movies, playing video games, and other such wasteful activities. We should try to do some mustahab, meaning actions which are not wajib, but are liked by Allah, to get extra sawab. 2. At school. By concentrating on your studies instead of fooling around and wasting time. If there is a test, make sure that you prepare for it seriously. Gaining knowledge is recommended in Islam. An ignorant mind can never be enlightened. Prioritize learning over other activities. 3. At public places. By attending conferences, camps, and other social events in presence of authentic scholars. By prioritizing the concept of qurbatan ilallah, meaning nearness to God, in all aspects of our life. Time is too precious to waste on activities that do not contribute to our spirituality. This is the end of the story, prioritizing.